With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands men's national rugby team is gearing up for a big international clash this week as they face Bermuda in Rugby America's North action. The match kicks off tomorrow, May 15th at 6 p.m. with fans able to follow every minute live on YouTube. Both sides are coming in with strong squads and the rivalry always delivers a physical, high-tempo contest. Cayman will be looking to stamp the authority early and set the tone in this year's RAN campaign. Week 12 of the Cayman Islands Women's Premier League delivered late drama, discipline, and a crucial shift in the middle of the table. Academy Sports Club and Elite Sports Club battled through 90 tense minutes at the Annex, locked in a stalemate that felt destined to end scoreless. But Elite refused to settle. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles with the details.
Deep into stoppage time with the match hanging in the balance, Haley Hurlston Hunter produced the moment of the night. Her 91st strike broke the deadlock, silenced the Academy backline, and secured a hard-earned 1-0 victory for Elite. It was a finish that showcased both composure and grit, and it couldn't have come at a more decisive moment in their season. The match carried its share of physicality as well. Academy's Erica Burke found her name in the referee's book, while Elite picked up two cautions of their own through Cyan Francis and the eventual match winner, Hurlston Hunter. Despite the intensity, the contest stayed just on the right side of control with no red cards issued. That late goal had ripple effects across the standings. Sunset FC remained the league's unstoppable force, unbeaten, with 61 goals scored and only 5 conceded. Scholars International continued to hold second place with consistency and discipline, but the real movement came just beneath them. Elite's victory pulled them level with Academy on 16 points, tightening the race for third and fourth as the season enters its final stretch. At the top of the scoring charts, the battle is just as fierce. Dane Moreno-Rodriguez of Academy and Reese Bateson of Sunset remain locked on 12 goals each, while Elite's Courtney Hicks sits just one behind on 11, keeping the Golden Boot race wide open. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Week 12 may have featured only one match, but it delivered a storyline full of tension, character, and consequence. And with the table tightening and the goal-scoring race heating up, the final weeks of the Women's Premier League promise even more drama. Moving on to basketball, the road to national championship tips off this Sunday at the Arc in Kaimana Bay as the Men's League Division 1 and Division 2 playoffs get underway. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell has this report.
After a competitive regular season, the Division 1 standings are locked in with the Lions on top, followed by the Seoul Blazers, IRG Astros, and Michelob Ultra. Those four are now battling the best of three semifinals, Lions versus Michelob Ultra and Seoul Blazers versus IRG Astros. In Division 2, Filipinas finished first and advanced straight to the finals. Under 17 Storm and Coca-Cola will fight for the remaining spot in a single elimination semifinal. Sunday's opening slate at the Arc starts up at 4 p.m. with the Under 19 Storm versus Coca-Cola, followed by Lions versus Michelob Ultra at 5:45 and Seoul Blazers versus IRG Astros at 7:30. Admission is just $2 with food and drinks on sale. Game 2 of the Division 1 semis is set for Tuesday night, and if needed, Game 3 will be played Thursday. Division 2 finals are scheduled to begin Sunday, May 24th, but could start earlier if Division 1 wraps up in 2 games. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Josh Cottrell.
It's playoff basketball time in Cayman. Every possession matters and every game could change the championship picture. Now here's CIGTV's Lavita Thompson with some highlights from the hotly contested weekly inter-primary cricket matches.
Clifton Hunter High School edged out St. Ignatius Catholic School in a closely contested 2020 fixture, claiming victory by just 2 runs. Batting first, Clifton Hunter posted 119 for 7 from their over 20 overs, with Marvin Johnson delivering 28 runs not out to anchor the innings. St. Ignatius Catholic's most effective bowlers were Sachin Baksani and and Matthew Dewson, who claimed 2 wickets each, chasing 120. St. Ignatius Catholic made a spirited reply, but fell just short, finishing on 117 for 4. Matthew Dewson top scored with 23, well supported by Sunchin Bakshani's 17. Clifton Hunter's bowlers held their nerve when it mattered. Ian Ellington, Asher McGaw, and Dehavion Codner each taking a wicket to seal the narrow win.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.